640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Meta is officially going head-to-head now with Twitter with the launch of its new Threads app. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti has more from L.A.
Mark Zuckerberg appears to be throwing his weight around with the launch of Threads. It's described as a text-based conversation app linked to Instagram. It could be a formidable threat for Twitter boss Elon Musk, whose platform's user base is a fraction of Instagram's. Musk is facing fresh criticism over new daily limits on the number of tweets users can read. CNET.com senior editor Bridget Carey.
With all the changes that have happened to Twitter right now, it's not as useful as it was before. Far from it.
Millions have already signed up for Threads here in the U.S., and it's also trending number one right now on Twitter. A dangerous heat wave is baking parts of the U.S. again today, with some temps in the southeast and west hitting upwards of 110 degrees. Climate scientist Jonathan Foley says it's another sign that we need to take climate change seriously.
We know that it's much warmer than, at least on a seasonal and annual basis, than probably any year we've seen for at least 100,000 years.
This follows 3 days of record heat worldwide. A man has been sentenced to life in prison for raping a little girl who later made headlines for traveling out of state for an abortion. Here's CBS's Jim Krasula.
28-year-old Gerson Fuentes pleaded guilty to rape charges and will be eligible for parole after serving 25 to 30 years in prison. The girl turned 10 before getting an abortion in Indiana. The case became a flashpoint in the national debate over access to abortion. It first came to light when an Indianapolis doctor said a child had to travel to Indiana for the procedure because of Ohio's abortion restrictions.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's due in China soon to work on improving economic tensions with Beijing. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer.
She'll have 2 days of high-level meetings with Chinese officials, a quick trip meant to get the U.S.-China relationship back onto a less hostile footing. But it is a tough assignment.
A mass exodus at Methodist churches. More than 6,000 congregations are now leaving the denomination because it's not taking a stronger stance on people in the LGBTQ community. The Methodist Church forbids homosexuality, but many conservatives say these churches aren't enforcing it. Taylor Swift is expanding her Epic Eras tour. The pop star added 14 dates to her European leg next summer. She says Paramore will be her opening act. She's still got a couple months left here in the U.S., though. This is CBS News.
Today, better nutrition and great taste are more important than ever. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more. And that's healthy news for everyone. Only Eggland's Best.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. Parents could be punished if Milwaukee kids aren't home by curfew.
If your child is out after hours without a valid reason and is involved in an incident, we will cite you.
Milwaukee's Police Chief Jeffrey Norman unveiled his strategy to address the surge in summer violence, placing renewed importance on enforcing the city's curfew. As part of Operation Summer Guardian, officers will concentrate their efforts on high-crime neighborhoods. Failure to comply with the curfew may result in fines for both minors and their parents. Determining the cause of the train derailment in Dodge County may take some time. There were no injuries in the incident involving 29 train cars, which were not transporting hazardous materials. There was significant damage to the tracks, and it created a big mess. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Whether it's a picnic in the park or a cool, easy dinner when it's too hot to cook, sandwiches in summer go together like peanut butter and jelly. And there's no better bread to build your sandwich on than Country Hearth's Dakota Style 12 Grain. Baked the old-fashioned way with whole grains and real honey, Dakota Style 12 Grain bread has the flavor your family will love. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM. WAUK.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Mike Pence, former vice president and candidate for the Republican nomination in 2024, warns that American troops may have to fight in Russia. Your thoughts? Let's go to Josephine from Kenosha. Thank you very much for waiting. You say what?
Well, I was asked, I wanted to ask you a question. Why do you think that Russia wants to take Ukraine?
Well, I don't know other than the fact that they're certainly it's strategic to them being able to get to the sea and to do some things there to enhance, eventually their resources by trade. But the issue really is not what Russia wants to do with Ukraine. The issue is whether or not blood from American citizens should be spilled there. That's the issue.
Don't you think next they're going to take Poland?
Well, so those are assumptions. And I don't think that young people's lives should be wasted based on assumptions. We saw that in Vietnam.
Well, I don't think that young people's life should be wasted at all. I'm sorry for interrupting you.
No.
But that wasn't the point that I was getting at. What I was getting at is that we have to figure out some way. I think his way is not a good way. But I think that we definitely have to be taking care of the people in Ukraine and making sure that this doesn't happen, that they do not take Ukraine. Because if they do, then we're going to be in a world of trouble.
So let me respond to that. There are many different hot spots in the world. We can't be at all of them. How do we determine which ones we need to be engaged in and which ones we shouldn't be engaged in? What is the criteria for that?
Powers. I think that Russia is one of the highest, one of the biggest powers that we have to be afraid of. I think back in the 50s, our fears were not unwarranted. I think that we should have kept that fear in us. I think we've relaxed a little bit and that we should not let Russia get away with anything.
So let me ask you.
Because they're one of the superpowers that can hurt us the most.
So let me ask you. The United States
doesn't. I think all these little places, the little places that Russia is not involved in, I don't think we should be concentrating on so much. I think we should be concentrating on the places that can hurt us.
So why should we fear Russia?
Because they have the power to almost as much power as we do, if not
okay,
more.
So you just said they have almost as much power as we do. So then Russia has a right to fear us under your scenario, right?
Right.
Okay, well, that's
so if we pull out of Ukraine, then they're going to think, well, we won them, you know.
We're number one, we're not
they're afraid of us.
Well, number one, we're not in Ukraine. The question becomes whether or not
but we're helping.
I know, but the question is whether or not soldiers will and blood from, you know, Americans
well,
will
I think
be shed.
It's way too soon to make an assumption like that.
No, I'm saying Mike Pence is the person.
I think he was wrong in doing that. But I think that we have to remember that it could come to that if we don't continue our help.
I don't think that many Americans would think that they would want their sons and grandsons and granddaughters to shed blood.
They didn't want them anywhere.
Okay, so.
You know, and Russia would be the last place we want to send them. And that's why we have to keep our forces up to make sure that doesn't happen.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it, Josephine. Let's go to Julie from Franklin. Good morning to you, Julie. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. So I totally agree with you. I don't know why we would even consider sending one of our young men or women there. CJ makes me cringe every time I hear him talk because he's one of the reasons that we all argue about stuff, and not one of the reasons we argue, but he's a perfect example of, you know, well, if Trump were there, this wouldn't happen. If Biden were there, this wouldn't, this happened because of this and that. And it's so infant. The discussion is, he just makes Republicans, if that's what he thinks he is, that's not what we think.
You know, it clearly is a question that a man who's a former president, a vice president of the United States, who carries some weight, who is running for president of the United States, when he makes that kind of a statement, it is newsworthy. And he knew when he said it that it would draw clearly some response from not just Earl Ingram, but from people who have been around, who realize that, hey, you know, when you talk about that, you ought to be careful, and because none of us want to ever see Russia and the United States ever come to any kind of involvement in any military involvement, because we know what the outcome, if that thing did expand, would be. And so that's the issue. The issue is whether or not, you know, we're not talking about, you know, North Korea, a little small nation with a few nuclear weapons. We're talking about a nation that has the most nuclear weapons in the entire world. And so we know what that could lead up to. So, Julie, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it, as always. Ken, yes, sir.
Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
How's it going?
All right.
Yeah, Pence is probably just being realistic because as a NATO ally, if there's one misguided bomb that lands on any of those countries, we're in war. We're obligated.
Are you aware that Ukraine is not a member of NATO yet? Are you aware of that?
Yes, Earl, but do you realize how many countries that are around Ukraine that are? All it's going to take is one misguided missile that lands on any of the country, NATO countries. The United States is obligated to send troops into there to support those countries. That's what NATO is.
I understand what NATO is and our commitment to NATO. Again, whether or not American troops should be on the ground in Ukraine, that's the question. According to Mike Pence.
In Ukraine?
Yes.
We are in Ukraine already. You don't think there's any American troops in Ukraine?
Well, I mean, there probably are. But the fact of the matter is, if they're killed there, It's certainly not going to lead to us sending more troops there because, you know, we have not committed and we're not supposed to be engaged in that kind of a war. I'm not stupid enough to think that there aren't some clandestine things that we aren't doing in Ukraine. I'm sure they are, as we've done in other places. That's how the war goes.
Yeah, but do you realize all it's going to take is one misguided missile?
Listen, more than you'll ever know. Thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. You know, and I know that, you know, war is hell. And wars are happening all over this nation. I mean, all over the world. I don't know how many different wars are going on. I don't know, hundreds of them. And the United States is involved in some way, shape, or form in the majority of those wars all over the earth. And we have been because the people have looked at the United States as if we are the country that and the power, as we have been. Not so long ago, we were the lone superpower before China was able to amass what it's done. And when the USSR was dismantled, America stood alone as the sole superpower controlling things globally. Excuse me. And I know many Americans had gotten and grown accustomed to that. But those times have changed. And we are no longer the sole superpower anymore. And so it's hard for American people to understand that those days have passed and are never going back to that. And so, no, we can't be everywhere and as a nation. And no matter how much it hurts, people are going to die. They die every day all over the world in conflicts. And so to pick out Ukraine and say, this is the one that we have to not allow to happen is, you know, it's where I question things because they're happening all over the world. Mike Pence's statement clearly leads people to believe that if he's the guy who's in office and if Ukraine loses, he's already stated that, you know, again, these were his words, not mine. Mike Pence warns American troops may have to fight Russia. That's a man running, seeking to secure the Republican nomination for the presidency of the United States. His words, Mike Pence warns American troops may have to fight Russia. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
True, please tell me, dear, do you plan to let me go for the other guy you love for? Don't you know I heard it through the grapevine? Not much longer would you be mine, baby. I heard it through the grapevine. Ooh, I'm just about to lose my mind. Holly, holly, dear.
I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
This
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Miss our conversation.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 76. North winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 54. Tonight, mainly clear. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Highs around 77. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Saturday with highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy skies Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
So cool and let me know down how you feel about things. Oh, you ain't doing nothing but jive, baby. And we've got a very serious problem, yeah. Can't you see I want to love you? Long as you want it, baby. Long as you need it, baby. Oh, baby, baby, believe me when I tell you every word I say is true. Cause, honey,
all right.
I adore.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Let's go to David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Hey, good morning. You know what, with some of the callers, you know, I really wish it's true that nothing would happen with U.S. troops going to Russia, but you can't rule out anything either. If you realize what Joe Biden did a few months ago, he redeployed 10,000 troops next to Ukraine in Germany, Poland, what have you, because of potential with the Russians lining up 190,000 troops along the area that would not be technically Ukraine. I think with Mike Pence saying what he said, I think he's being realistic, unfortunately. And unfortunately, you know, people have to realize this. The one thing that's different this time, if we did get to war, since 1985, the amount of companies that were in the industry of helping build up the military, 17,000 companies have left the industry. And that was reported by Politico, I think it was 6/9 of 23. So we would be in a serious position where if we did, I don't think we would have the ability to ramp up like we did in the Second World War. People forget, Earl, that before that war happened, the U.S. military was much smaller than Russia, Germany, or Japan. But the ability for us, the difference for us was we had the ability of manufacturing a lot of ships and tanks and everything because we had that here. The difference this time around, we do not have that infrastructure to do that this time.
So David, the insanity of even considering some kind of involvement between Russia and the United States in any kind of military skirmish, you know, those before us were brighter than we could ever be because they remembered the outcome of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And they talked about detente. And they talked about the fact that there is no winner in nuclear involvement between Russia and
That's
the United
correct.
States.
Ronald Reagan has made that point
okay.
a few times.
So, but I'm hearing people talk as if, you know, it doesn't matter how many ships or planes or any of those things or troops, if the United States and Russia get entangled in anything, the possibility that nuclear
Earl,
annihilation would occur.
Earl, let me tell you something. I had a lot of family that served both in the First and Second World War. It is not, I know it's insanity, but a Third World War is going to happen. It's just a matter of time.
Well, you know, some call it Armageddon. And yes, any Third World War, David, ends in nuclear annihilation and nuclear destruction. So, you know, that shouldn't even be a thought. That should be inconceivable. And again, those before us realized, and they talked about detente because they were brighter than we were, because they weren't trying to figure out a way that you could win a Third World War. You know, there's also lasers, David. Many of the aircraft carriers and the military ships now carry lasers. We're not talking about war in 1941, okay, in 1940. We're talking about 2023, for heaven's sakes, man. We talked about the technology that exists. We don't even know what they have. So,
let me just make this point. As insanity as it is, there's a reason why the military is ramped up in special operations, number one. And number two, as far as the technology, you're right. Hundreds of millions of people will be destroyed very quickly. That is a very strong possibility. They're using drones.
David, that's an inconceivable thought. And people who have those thoughts, and yes, they do exist at the Pentagon and other higher levels, but as humans on this planet, that shouldn't even be a thought, man. Thank you very much for the call. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
Summer, 540 a.m. WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 a.m. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 a.m. WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Meta's launched a new rival app to Twitter called Threads. Social media commentator Drew Benzie says it capitalizes on Twitter's troubles.
Since Elon Musk took over, the system itself isn't working as well as it should. Just over the weekend, we saw Twitter go down.
Threads is now available in more than 100 countries. Much of the U.S. is getting hit with another scorching hot day. Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen is tracking temps.
Temperatures are way above average on a global scale, but this is not just where we are seeing heat waves. In the mid-latitudes, we are getting heat waves basically at the poles as well.
Two firefighters died while putting out flames aboard a massive cargo ship carrying cars in Port Newark. Mayor Roz Baraka.
We had a response from fire service companies all over the state who came here to help us look for lost fire guys who unfortunately did not make it.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. West Allis police say a firework misfired, injuring two workers at the city's fireworks show. During the incident Tuesday night, a shell failed to ignite properly and exploded at the launch site, causing two workers to be struck by shrapnel. They were taken to the hospital, and West Allis police say they're still investigating. To tackle the rise in summer violence, Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman has introduced a strategy that emphasizes the enforcement of the city's curfew.
If your child is out after hours without a valid reason and is involved in an incident, we will cite you.
Under Operation Summer Guardian, officers will focus their attention on high-crime neighborhoods by deploying additional personnel to 27 specific areas. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
This.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Kudos to Governor Tony Evers, who took on the Republican Party and defeated them. It's safe to say that Governor Evers dismantled what Robin Voss and Republican Party had in store for the citizens of the state of Wisconsin. In a two-year budget that he signed for $99 billion, he was able to take out some horrific things that were there that were going to benefit a handful of Wisconsinites and not the majority of the people. And so, you know, Robin Voss is whining and sniveling and crying and talking about what the governor did was wrong. And, you know, several weeks ago, Robin Voss was standing before the state with his back erect and talking tough because, you know, if you didn't know any better, you would have thought that what they proposed would have become gospel. But Robin Voss knew that those were nothing more than pipe dreams. You know how he knew it? Because when Scott Walker was the governor, the state legislature, led by Robin Voss, gave him the most power of almost any governor in the United States, the veto power. And Republicans created that. And they never thought that that would come back to haunt them, because they were drunk with the power of that power that Scott Walker had to transform the entire state into what was a playland for conservative politics and beliefs. And so all of us had to deal with all of that for those 8 years that Scott Walker was in charge. Republicans controlled it all. And even if there was something that made sense, Scott Walker would veto it. That's why they gave him the power. Superpower is what they gave him. They never once thought this would come back to haunt them. Well, guess what? Things done in the dark will soon come to the light. And Governor Evers is now the guy who has that power. And he used it. Man, he used it. 4 dozen vetoes of that budget. And the Republicans are whining and crying and saying, oh, we spent so much time, Calvin, creating that budget, and he wiped it out with the single stroke of the pen. It's not right. He said he was going to work with us. He made promises to us that he didn't keep. Well, suck it up. You know, that's what Democrats had to do when Scott Walker was in charge. You don't always get your way. And you're the guys, again, who gave Scott Walker that superpower, because you never thought he would ever leave. Governor Evers has it, and he's used it brilliantly. And now, you know, I was listening to Robin Voss whining and sniveling this morning. Oh, he made promises that he didn't keep. Well, you know, how many times have you done that, Speaker Voss? You didn't get your way. And thankfully, you didn't get your way. You didn't get your way when you wanted to do a $3.5 billion tax cut, where the wealthiest amongst us were going to benefit the most. You didn't get it. It didn't happen. Thanks to Governor Evers and the power of the pen that you gave to him. Let's go to Jake from Milwaukee. Hey, good morning, Jake. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
I mean, when they got into power, I mean, they took no prisoners, showed no quarter. You know, they stolen from Milwaukee for the past 10 years, you know, and like, you know, I technically think of them as thieves who stole my tax money and gave most of it away to their friends.
Right.
So, you know what? Good. Start punching the Republicans back rhetorically, because they deserve it. And if they're going to cry like little babies, well, then too bad, man. Wait, what was it? elections have consequences or something. So, you know, Voss and the rest of you guys, I could care less about your feelings.
You know, go ahead, Jay.
Oh, I'm sorry. They treat us with like disgust and, you know, use racism all the time for their base. They pick their voters by gerrymandering. You know, they deserve all the spite and political punches in the face as much as they can. So, and I have a question for you.
Yes.
Personally. You've been on the radio long, but I pay attention to politics for a while. The way that Voss and the rest of them are kind of acting, do you think they're realizing that their time is coming? Like, they're going to be out of power soon?
Absolutely, man.
I mean, maybe not right away.
No.
But they're crying, and Voss is just being a big old baby, and the rest of them are following suit. So do you think they're finally understanding that their legacy is terrible?
Jake, the answer is yes, because they're losing the state Supreme Court, the power of that. And what gave them their power was the fact that they have been able to control the state Supreme Court for over a decade. And so they were able to make all those moves. We see the power of the United States Supreme Court, where they have a 6-2 majority. And they had, you know, at one point in time, I think a 6-2 majority on the state Supreme Court. And now that's changed. So, yeah, they know that their power is coming to an end and that they're going to wind up in the minority as things eventually balance out. But, yeah, I mean, the whining and crying about, you know, well, Tony Evers and what he did was lied to the Republicans. We had a deal we had made with him, and he went back on the deal. We can't trust him is what they're saying. Well, guess what? Hey Jake, when is the last time you were able to trust a Republican legislator on their word?
I don't remember, but I know that whatever it comes down to, they don't have to keep their word. They have to, one, be lockstep, goose-stepping together, and two, they all have to do and make the worst decision possible if they actually do go to work. Because remember in COVID, they took 9 months off. So,
yes.
I mean, they're lazy and useless waste of tax dollars, if you ask me. I mean, all of them, every one of them. Not one has stood up and said, Donald Trump is wrong. Maybe one did. Or, you know, one of them makes like, you know, say like, we can't do this. This is voting. Let's stand on our ideas. No, none of them have.
Hey,
I mean, they're all useless.
Hey, Jake, man, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it, man. Governor Evers said last year he would not sign a budget that included tax relief for the wealthy, even though he made it clear last year that he was not going to be a part of giving major tax cuts to the wealthy. What did the Republicans do? They offered a tax break and the tax cut that was going to benefit the wealthiest amongst us. And so Governor Evers did not lie. He told them last year he wasn't going to support that. They crafted a budget that included giving major tax breaks to the wealthiest amongst us. And Governor Evers, a man of his word, vetoed that. The GOP lawmakers crafted the budget in a way that would allow him to veto the changes to the top bracket to ensure the entire budget would not be scrapped, according to Representative Evan Gorky, the ranking Democratic member of the Legislative Budget Writing Committee. Even so, Republican lawmakers blasted Evers for the move, calling a pair of vetoes to cut the income tax plan and to create permanent increases for schools as an assault on taxpayers and going back on his campaign promise to enact a middle-class tax cut. Now, part of Evers' veto action includes scrapping reductions for residents earning between $36,840 and $405,000 each year. I would say there's, hey, Calvin, I think there's a little bit of a difference for somebody making $36,000 a year and somebody making $405,000 a year. That shouldn't be in the same bracket. Would you agree?
I would, yeah.
Come on, man. Come on. Come on. Legislative Republicans worked tirelessly over the last few months, blocking Governor Evers' liberal tax and spending agenda, unfortunately because of his powerful veto authority. He reinstated some of it today. Assembly Speaker Robin Walsh, Republican of Rochester, said in a statement, you know, legislative Republicans worked tirelessly over the last few months, and Governor Evers came in and destroyed it all. Yeah. Hey, Governor Evers, congratulations. Congratulations. But here's the statement that really is the one that stands out the most to me. This is Robin Voss. Unfortunately, because of his powerful veto authority. Well, who gave him that powerful veto authority? You did, Robin Voss. You didn't give it to Governor Evers. You gave it to Scott Walker. Hey, Calvin, they gave it to Scott Walker. Well, Scott Walker's gone. And you couldn't take it back. So this is where we are now. Vetoing tax cuts on the top two brackets provides hardly any tax relief for truly middle-class families. His decision also creates another economic disadvantage for Wisconsin, leaving our top bracket higher than most of our neighboring states, including Illinois. Ken Jennings' social media reacts. Ken Jennings says he wants to become Wisconsin's governor after seeing what Tony Evers did today. The Republican plan would have reduced the top tax bracket 7.65% to 6.5%, which amounts to a 15% reduction for the top earners in the state who earn as a married couple $405,000 to $550 or more annually. The second highest rate, which covers married filers who earn between $36,840 to $405,550 annually, would have been reduced by about 17% from 5.3% to 4.4%. Evers vetoed both changes. Yeah, Governor Evers. All right. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. 44 vetoes. Be right back.
Tell me, baby. Tell me. Tell me that you love me. Yeah, yeah.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature. Discover the forest out.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 76. North winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear tonight. Lows level off around 54. Highs around 77 tomorrow. Upper 70s Saturday with a chance for scattered storms. Low 80s. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup at 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Text us at that same number. Assembly Majority Leader Tyler August said the move broke a deal between Evers and GOP lawmakers on school funding as part of a broader agreement on a separate bill to boost funding for local government that was aimed at saving Milwaukee from entering a fiscal crisis. After months of good faith negotiations on major budget items, it is unacceptable that he went back on his word and broke our agreement. August said it will be difficult, if not impossible, to ever negotiate with the governor again in the future. Evers spokesperson Britt Cutterback said August was never part of any conversation the governor had with Republican leaders. If he had been, he'd know that the governor upheld every part of the bipartisan compromise reached with the speaker and majority leader. Kubak said in a tweet referring to Boston Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue. So it is, it is true that Governor Evers said yes to some things that were unpalatable to many people in the city of Milwaukee, to many leaders in the city of Milwaukee who lost control over many things in exchange for an opportunity to create a 2-cent sales tax. They gave up autonomy to run our city in the manner that they saw fit. Governor Evers knew that that was part of the negotiations and that that has upset many in our city. But in the end, you know, Governor Evers was able to, you know, he was able to check a lot of those things that Republicans thought they were going to be able to make happen. Ken from Sturgeon Bay. Ken, quickly.
Hey, Earl, again, I'm just trying to understand that why the Democrats are so against giving the wealthy a tax break, a fair tax break like the rest.
Hey, let me ask you something, man. Are you wealthy?
No, not at all.
Okay, so let me ask you something. So what I don't understand is why you would be fighting for the wealthy to get a tax break.
Because, Earl, I looked this up on Covetous Tax Advisors. One that makes $500,000 pays in $37,000 in income tax to the state. One that makes $1 million pays close to $82,000 into the income tax state. Why wouldn't you want to bring more of the high-paying income taxpayers into the state? Why? I mean, a household that makes $100,000 are not—they're not the ones creating jobs or businesses or growth. You don't give a tax break. That's the reason being. It's not to make them wealthier. It's make them so they want to stay in the state.
Let me ask you. Look at Chicago. Let me ask you, man. Does government? Do you need government in the society?
Yes, you do, Earl.
Okay.
So it costs money.
It costs money to run government, right?
Correct.
Okay. So where is that money supposed to come from? Police, fire.
Fair.
You know.
Why? Because somebody successful makes money, does it hard, working hard. They should get taxed more than the guy. The same. I mean, you got to have a mix.
It can't. Everybody who works hard. The guy who's putting food on the shelf at Pick and Save or at Kroger works hard. The guy who is filling the potholes in the street works hard. The guy who works picking up the garbage works hard. Let's stop attributing hard work to just wealthy people.
You don't think wealthy people work hard?
No, I said to you, I'm sick of hearing people say the wealthy people work hard. They're not the only people that work hard in the society. Everybody who works hard.
Exactly. Everybody does. Then all of a sudden,
but you're not saying everybody.
They're going to be crying their businesses are leaving. There's no wealthy people because they don't want to pay the income tax in it.
Hey, let me say this.
You're going to tax the wealthy more than you're going to tax the other ones. People are not going to stay here. Look at Chicago, Illinois.
So let me say this to you. This threat that people are going to leave Wisconsin, the wealthy, they haven't left yet. Okay. Because they love Wisconsin. The people who remain here, the Kendrickses, Hendricksons, and others who have all that money are still here. They're not down in Florida. They may have a residence there, but they're still in Wisconsin because they love it here. So let's stop trying to scare people and say all those wealthy people are going to be leaving Wisconsin because of the taxes. They haven't left yet.
Do you think it's a positive for growth? Why would you want to come start a business here if you're going to get taxed?
Hey, Ken. There are people who are here starting businesses. You're aware of that, right?
Correct.
Okay, so they're coming. They're starting business in the state of Wisconsin. Let's stop trying to terrify people as if that's not the case. Thank you very much for the call. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin. I'll be back on tomorrow. With Sandy Williams. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.